And welcome from Smart Meetings, Catherine Fong. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Chris, for having me.
Smart Meetings, you know, it almost seems like an oxymoron. We're so used to meetings being just painful, and I'm assuming that your goal is to flip that on its head.
Ours are very smart meetings, and you'll be smarter as a result of it.
So talk about what Smart Meetings does.
Smart Meetings is a media company. We produce not only a monthly glossy magazine that leads in terms of market share across the country, but at this point we also produce events around the country. We also are branching into the digital world with our digital magazine, a news and information site and app, and we also produce webcasts. We've got a lot going on at this point.
So talk a little bit about who your audience is for Smart Meetings.
Our audience primarily are meeting planners, and I would say corporate and association meeting planners. We also, the issues we cover, the topics we cover, are also of great interest to the C-suite, the people who are making decisions in the hospitality and meetings and travel industry.
So really talking about corporate, the officers, how do I get those meetings handled? That's a big part of what you do as well.
Yes.
I got it. So with your focus on events, what are the things you guys put on your own events?
That's correct. We have, this year I think we will have done about 10, maybe more events across the country. We've got one next week coming up in Washington, D.C., and in August we'll be in New York City. These are events where we bring together about 70, 80 meeting planners with suppliers, generally in the area in which we hold the meetings. And we bring them together so they can network, get to know each other, and do business. So it's good for our industry, it's good for us, and I think everybody has a lot of fun.
You're facilitating the relationships.
Exactly.
The people that need these relationships.
Matchmakers.
So badly. Yeah, I like
exactly.
For Smart Meetings, which I really like. Talk a little bit about the digital side of things. You said that you're into some digital media now and apps. What does that look like for event planners?
We have just launched our digital magazine. You can download it in the App Store. It offers not only what we produce in our print magazine, but a lot more in terms of video, photos. We have just extras, kind of like online exclusives that people should check into. We are also covering the news, what's going on in our industry, and for that we've got a whole news hub on our site, our website, and you can also access it through our app.
Okay.
As well.
And the app will have just is a subset of articles, or
the app pretty much has everything on it. You can download that in the App Store and find out exactly everything that we offer. It's a fun app. It's a great app.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned before we got on the air was continuing education credits.
Our webcasts. We've started webcasts this year, and we offer the continuing education units to the planners who attend the webcasts. We just had a great webcast on using Twitter, becoming a power Twitter user. It was by one of our partners, Don Powers. He is a great instructor, and we had great attendance and feedback.
I imagine the things that you bring to event planners, to meeting planners, especially with all of the technology that's happening, it's got to be pretty dramatic shifts in how things are getting done.
We try to be on the cutting edge and bring along the planners with us. We try to be right out there so that they know what's new, what's happening, the best way of doing things, best practices.
Right.
So that's what we're about.
How did you guys get started doing this?
Our founder, Marin Bright, she is from this area. She's actually from Reno, but she is lives in Sausalito and Tiburon. She founded this company more than 10 years ago, I think about 13 years ago, with the idea of moving the meetings industry further along than it was. And she was the one that pioneered the idea of bringing together meeting planners with suppliers, sort of the matchmaking thing in sort of one-on-one meetings. She's the one that pioneered that.
But it's much more.
It is. Well, I mean, you can't rest on your laurels, and yeah. I think she keeps moving forward.
Well, I think a lot of people do. But you are the way to help not rest on your laurels and really take meetings to the next level.
Yeah, and we're trying to make it, you know, with what's happening in technology, with what's happening in our global society, we are trying to make it all work so people can communicate and meet face-to-face, certainly. But again, the best practices using technology, the best ways to communicate in our global world at this point.
Very cool. We have to wrap up. For event planners, what do you want to leave them with?
Smart Meetings is a one-stop shop. We can help you through our site selector. We can help you identify the perfect venue for your meeting. Through our media, you'll be kept up with what's happening in our industry. Through our magazine, you will catch up with all these incredible destinations around the world that are open for business for meetings.
Catherine Fong from Smart Meetings, thank you so much for being here. Best way to reach you is how?
Email Catherine@smartmeetings.com, and that is Katharine at smartmeetings.com.
And you can see the website at smartmeetings.com. You can search for the app, Smart Meetings.
Absolutely. And our digital magazine as well on the App Store.
Catherine, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being at Canvas. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Chris.